Hey everyone, welcome back to Xamarin Forms 101. I'm your host, Maddie Legere, and today we are going to look at styles in Xamarin Forms and how they can help you share a lot of code throughout your app. When you're building your app, you probably want it to look pretty consistent between pages, so maybe all your buttons have a specific background color that is going to look the same everywhere in your app. Traditionally, to do that, you actually have to write background color equals blue on every single button in your XAML, which is a lot of work and a lot of copy-pasting. So what you can use is styles and a resource dictionary to help you reuse that code anywhere in your app. It really maximizes code reuse and makes it super simple if you want to update your style in a single place. So let's take a look at how to do that. I am in a new Xamarin Forms app, so nothing fancy. And all I have to do to start adding styles is just do contentPage.resources, which says, hey, I'm going to put some resources at the page level. Then I'm going to open the resource dictionary, which stashes where my styles are. And then I'm going to set a style. The first thing I need to do with the style is give it a target type. So that would be something like label or button. In this example, we're going to use a label. And then I need to give it a name using X key. And I'm going to call it my label style. I'm going to close out of that. Now, inside the style, what I'm going to do is give it a series of setters that tells the resource dictionary in the style what to do to that label. So my first setter, I'll just do text color, property equals text color. And the value of that property is going to be fuchsia. And then if I want to do another setter in the same style, I'll say my property will be font size. And the value is 32. Great. So easy peasy, just like that. So I'm using XAML Hot Reload for Xamarin Forms, which means that I'm actually going to be able to see when I apply this style on this running app immediately what it looks like. So to apply this style to my label, all I have to do is go into the label itself and hit type style. And then using a markup extension for a static resource, type the name of the style. So we know that this one's name is label style, so we just named it. So I'll put that in there. I'll hit save. I'll go back over to Hot Reload, and I'll see that my label style gets immediately applied to my label. So say that you want to change every single label on the page, and there's really no reason you wouldn't want to, or you don't have multiple label styles. You can actually get rid of this line altogether using something called an implicit style. So all you have to do to tell a style that it is implicit is delete the key. And what that does is it tells XAML that for everything with target type label, so for every label on my page, it's going to set it with this style. So if I change the color here to lime, I hit save, and then I go back to that running app with XAML Hot Reload, I see that implicitly this style was applied right here to my label without me actually setting anything. Now, of course, I can go in and overwrite it. So if I needed to change that text color just for a single label on my page to fuchsia again and hit save, it overwrites it for me. So this is all great. Say that you want to, you know, go ahead and put these at the app level. So not just at a page or inside of your stack layout, but for the whole app. All I gotta do is take my resource dictionary here and move it into my application.resources in app.xaml. So I'm gonna paste this here, I'm gonna make this blue. I'm gonna save that, come back into my main page, and this is, again, still an implicit style. So if I come back here and hit save, I'll actually see that my app here has got blue text on that label now. And I can still go in and overwrite it. So, you know, change my text color back to something else, like purple, hit save, and that'll overwrite it, but it will preserve that font size. And I can go into app.xaml and make it explicit if I want to. So give it that name using X key. So that's all there is to styling in Xamarin Forms and maximizing the amount of code you reuse in your XAML. It's a really simple way to share that code and make your app look really consistent and really good across multiple devices and sizes and pages. So that's all I got for you. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's James, checking in on your Xamarin Forms journey into mobile development. Don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell so you get all the latest episodes in your inbox. And while you're here, check out all these awesome Xamarin Forms 101 videos right here. Get going now.